This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter. A lighter moment. The President of the United States is campaigning with a creative sense of memory. And Thaddeus has a column that talks about a conduct of the president that is routine and been part of his presentation for many decades, but it seems especially now rich with irony. Thaddeus, who are the cannibals?
Well, we don't know that there were cannibals. I don't want to upset the Prime Minister of New Guinea any more than Mr. Biden already has. As you know, as many people know, Mr. Biden talked about a family member who gave his life in the service of our country. And one would think that that would be enough to send the message that the Biden family has suffered for this country. And his own son, Beau, also gave tremendous service to the nation while in uniform. So he doesn't need to elaborate on that to make his point. But instead, he talked about his Uncle Ambrose and he called him Bozy, and he had mentioned that when he died in the Pacific Theater in World War II, that his plane crashed. And then he went on to say that they didn't find much of him, I'm paraphrasing, but that there were cannibals in the area, and that might have been why he was never found. And John, you don't need to say that, especially when even the Department of Defense, when they talk about service personnel's casualties or missing, listed this Mr. Finnegan as having been lost when his plane crashed into the sea. So not only did the plane not crash on land anywhere near cannibals, it was crashed into the sea. So Mr. Biden was unfortunately trying to elicit sympathy and get votes when he really didn't need to elaborate or embellish to do so. And it's very regrettable. I find it unfortunate, but this is a long history of him doing this. And it was unnecessary for him to do it. But what I found interesting was the fact that the media did everything but do what it would do if a Republican had said it. If a Republican had said it, they'd just say he flat out lied and elaborated about his family, embellished his family history in a sordid attempt to get votes. Instead, they gave every excuse in the book. And then his own spokesperson said something to the effect that, you know, that Donald Trump is worse and horrible. And it's like, yeah, less deflection. So I thought what they really should have done, John, is they should have just said that Mr. Biden, in a very literary and subtle way, was citing Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce, wherein the widow of Finnegan had tried to serve parts of him up for dinner. That would be a stern rebuke to Mr. Biden's opponents who thought that he was cognitively losing it. No. He was citing James Joyce and actually making a very valid literary point over his enemies.
Mr. Biden, for a long time, has been creative when he's a public speaker. Do you sense that it's a style that he's adopted because it works for him? Just make things up at the moment, change the story again? It's not a question of accountability.
He's done it throughout his life, John. Yeah. He's also obviously plagiarized. I mean, he can't blame Neil Kinnock for writing this script. This was something that he did at the spur of the moment, you know. So I think the problem is as you age, now I'm 58, so I'm getting there. But what happens is sometimes the impulse control starts to go. So a lot of the things that you were able to control, you no longer can control. And it's not just physically, it's mentally. So let's say that you had a capacity to embellish truths or to seek approval, and you were able to suppress large parts of that, not always successfully, but as you age, the ability to not engage in that type of behavior becomes harder and harder to avoid. And so I think what we're seeing with Mr. Biden is you're going to continue to see this happening repeatedly as he continues to age. And I think that the media is doing no one any favors by trying to cover for him or allowing his administration to cover for him. Because let's be honest, John, we're not dealing with your grandfather who's telling family stories and just embellishing around the dinner table at Thanksgiving. This is the leader of the free world who is supposed to defend not only the free world, but the United States, and to make momentous decisions impacting the United States. And if he's unclear of the facts about his uncle's demise at the hands of cannibals, that's a problem. Look, just the statement about the cannibals has upset the prime minister of New Guinea at a very time we're trying to have all the allies we can find to confront the menace of communist China in the Pacific. Why would we alienate the prime minister of New Guinea by talking about cannibals eating the president of the United States' uncle?
There's something farcical about this.
There's something eating at you, isn't it, John?
It's not news that Mr. Biden makes things up. So I guess we're just going to live with this for either the rest of the term or for another whole term. And we just get
or not. They could always nominate somebody else in Chicago. The Democrats seem bent upon recapturing the magic. It was 1968. What a horrible year. And yet they're cosplaying themselves right into it. I mean, sometimes karma is pretty savage.
Just clarifying, when he told this story, did anybody mention cannibals or did he just bring it up?
That was him. And he did it twice. Once in Scranton and once in Pittsburgh. So the people of Pennsylvania, your home stomping grounds, John, were treated to the President of the United States talking about a relative being eaten by cannibals in New Guinea. And we're all supposed to think this is normal. That this happened. This is like, I'm sure James Monroe talked about his uncle, the swamp fox, getting munched over, somewhere in New Jersey at the height of the revolution by royalists. I don't know. But maybe I missed that part of American history. I don't know.
That is McCarter writing in American Greatness about cannibalism in New Guinea. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.